We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. French Montana.
Feels like it's been like a decade since you've been up here.
For real. Oh, God.
It's been a long time. What's been going on with you, French?
Ain't nothing, man. Working, staying out the way.
Acting, music.
Yeah. Just finished this project. Getting ready to drop today. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's about it. Just staying out the way.
So
yeah.
You back into, because, you know, you gave up liquor. You gave up that life.
Yeah.
Are you still gave it up? Or are you still away from
home? I'm still drunk and high.
From before.
Yeah. I'm still drunk and high, probably. Something went loose. Mm-hmm. But you know, I had to. My body couldn't take it no more. I did it till I couldn't take it no more. Mm-hmm. I think that's like, you know, I just took a little break trying to get some real money.
Got you. So do you feel better now that...
Yeah. I feel a million times better. You know, I feel the accomplishments, I feel the losses, I feel everything, you know, at 100%. Mm-hmm. Back then, you know, you just, anything happened, you know, we celebrate every day. You just take a shot, you go to the next celebration.
Yeah.
Like, especially like in LA and New York, it's like every day somebody's celebrating something. Every day, you know, like, yo, come through here. You know, I just dropped my cologne. Mm-hmm. Come through here, I just dropped my water, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was back to back.
So you haven't slipped up at all?
Nah.
That's good. That's amazing. A testament to willpower.
Yeah.
I saw you were celebrating your album release with our mayor, Eric Adams.
Oh, shout to the mayor, Eric Adams. I think I'm the first one in New York to ever have the mayor come to the album listening party.
I would have to second that. I think so, too.
I haven't heard of such a thing. Well, he also hasn't been mayor that long, either.
But any mayor.
What you mean? He's the mayor of New York City right now. Shout out to Eric. You know what I'm saying? He's a cool dude, man. He's trying to make a difference. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you know, just for everything that he's been doing so far, and just having like the right people, you know what I'm saying, and supporting the right people that influence the youth, I think that's very important.
Did you talk to him about not using lyrics to indict people?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
definitely brought that up. He said, he said he's going to make everything, you know. I mean, he's one of us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's one of us. So he's definitely trying to, you know, trying to help the kids. He just want to make sure that the kids are not going to do the same thing again.
Now, are you still signed a Bad Boy?
No.
No longer signed a Bad Boy. I'm sure your contract was up and you just.
I think I'm the first one to complete a contract.
With Bad Boy.
With Puff.
He's the first one to do a lot. Yeah.
Shout out to Puff, man. Shout out to Puff. He was definitely a mentor. He's still a big brother. Love him to death.
Now, I know I saw, I think it was in a Blue Chill song, you said that you patched up that beef with Diddy and Drake.
I think it was something going on. I didn't really know exactly the details of it, but I know I had a birthday party that Iggy Azalea threw for me, mm-hmm. on a boat, and when I got there, Drake was there waiting for me, and Puff had came in his own little boat, and that was the first time they met. After they was going through
the altercation, yeah.
But I was already talking to Puff before that. I was like, whatever y'all got going on, y'all need to dead that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? They both like my best friends. So I'm like, y'all need to dead that. So I'm glad that they didn't even know that each other was coming to the party. When they came, they just spent the whole night talking to each other. And I was like, see, like, you know what I mean?
I think that's better anyway, because when you're planning to meet somebody, you come with a bunch of people. But if it's just a night out, you might come with one or two, and then you could actually have a conversation without people around you.
Yeah, I didn't tell Drake Puff was going to be there, and I didn't tell Puff Drake was going to be there. So mm-hmm. I waited until they got there. And, you know, and there was good, you know, good friends before that. So mm-hmm. when they got there, they just sat down and they just, you know, spoke the whole night. And I'm like, you see, that was best friends to start with.
And I see you squashed a lot of your beefs that you've had in throughout the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Whether it was with Jim and Cam and 50. And so why did you think you had to do that now? Was you just over it, or is it what made you say, you know what, let's just let it go?
You know, it's just like when you're beefing, like you feel handicapped. You can't handle nothing. You can't, you know, you can't move here. You can't do this. It's like you feel like, you know, you're stuck to a little space. You know what I'm saying? I want to expand. I done beefed my whole career. Since you know me 15 years ago.
Right, true.
Since you know me, I've been beefing. Whatever these kids is doing, whatever's going on, I done did it. I done ran circles around it. I done did it 10 times. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I know what beef could bring you, but then I know what talent mm-hmm. and what, you know, longevity could bring you and what showing love could bring you. You know what I'm saying? So I know both. But it doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to let anybody, you know, say whatever they want. But it's just, you know, you rather pick the money and pick, you know, the love. You know,
you gotta grow up too.
Yeah.
And what about, did you ever get a chance to talk to Thug? Because I know you and Thug were going back and forth at one time.
Yeah, definitely. Me and Thug got no problem.
That's why I set out too.
Yeah, definitely. Free YSL, free Gunna, free everybody, yeah.
Dope.
And you also survived the Kardashian curse. You talk about that.
Huh?
Not too many people survived that Kardashian curse. I thrived.
I was basically saying it like, you know, there is no curse. That's why I'm still doing my thing. I think that's what I was saying in the song. I was like, there is no curse, so I'm doing my thing. And Travis doing his thing, you know. I just feel like, you know, and shout out to them. I just feel like when you go out with them or have a relationship with them, with anybody at their caliber, mm-hmm. I feel like that, you know, the media start picking up on your relationship mm-hmm. life and forget about you know, your talent life, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Your music life, your acting life, whatever it is.
If it overshadows them, everything.
Yeah, it overshadows everything. You become this reality star. Well, that's mm-hmm. not really the goal. You know what I'm saying? It could be playing basketball. You could do whatever it is. It takes away from your game, and they'd be like, yo, this guy is now this, because he go out with this, you know what I'm saying? So that label just changed.
It used to be funny to see you on the Kardashians, so I'm not going to lie.
Because French is always French. He never changed.
It used to be mad funny, like, yo, French is on the Kardashians right now.
Are you still top five, Sniper?
Yeah, I might be top two.
He's not number two.
When's French going to settle down?
Man, honestly, I just feel like I can't give whoever it is the time they want, because I'm just so focused on doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I know some of them be like, nah, you know, you need somebody to ride with you and be there with you until they right there with you. And you be like, yo, I got to go on these 30-day, you know what I'm saying, shows and this and that mm-hmm. after club. It's like it's hard, and you want to give somebody your all when you go out with them. And I don't feel like I'm in that space right now.
You think you ever been in love?
Yeah. I've been in love before.
Mm-hmm. About your heartbroken?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of
plenty,
course.
Plenty of times.
Plenty of
you
times.
You don't want to do heartbreaking.
Nah, because, you know, you got to go through that early, because if you go through that late, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to be going through no heartbreaks after you're 30. Like, you ain't going to know how to handle it.
Nah, I feel like you the heartbreaker. I can't see you. Nah.
Nah, I really don't. I really don't. They know. They know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Usually just be, you know, a little tap kiss and I'll keep going.
Now you usually play with music and sounds on your albums. Mm-hmm. Whether it was one of the first to do the Afrobeat sounding records or one of the ones to do the drill sounding records before I heard other New York artists. With Drake and Beyonce and a bunch of people changing the direction a little bit with house sound and music. Are you dibbling and dabbling with that as well?
I think that was something that me and Max B started. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Max B was doing it from back in the day since Coke Wave. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, as soon as Max heard Drake album, he was like, yeah, that's my swag. You know what I'm saying? I think that sound, you know, from, we used to grab Britney Spears song and redo them and do a whole bunch of stuff. I think it's a Jersey, D.C. vibe. It's an, you know, it's just a wavy vibe. Mm-hmm. I think, and Drake could do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He could do whatever because he planned this so he could drop probably, you know, a rap album right after. He always do it.
Right.
He did that with the controller and all that mm-hmm. at that one point when mm-hmm. he just tested the music. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I think it's definitely something different.
Now, Max B, when we spoke to you, I think a while ago, we was praying for good news. You said Max might be released soon. And
yeah, well, he in the camps now, so that's a step down. Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, Bergen County. When they give you 75 years, they don't want to feel like they letting you write out. So,
got you.
Yeah, so he fighting free Max B.
Have you ever healed fully from, you know, Max and Chinks? And I heard one of the songs now is like you still feel it to this day. Have you healed fully from any of that?
Because you got to think about it. Me, Max B, Chinks, even Zach, my brother. Mm-hmm. Like we all were just, you know, the same crew making music, you know. So you go through it. Max B gets 75 years, Chinks die, my little brother get deported. It's like I'm the only one making music, so it wasn't feeling the same. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, definitely. I mean, I don't feel like I get my time to heal back. I mean, from the thing, I don't think I give myself the time.
What makes you still want to do music, going through all of that?
Cause music is something that I do to get away from my job. Which is music, so I gotta make music about making music. It's like, you know, that's where I find, you know, my sanity. That's like, you know, that's my therapy. So, you know, it's like that's what keep me, you know, going, and that's what gave me longevity, the love for music. I think ain't nothing could take that away from me. I don't know what else I would be doing.
Blue Chills seems like a very therapeutic song for you.
Yeah.
So when you wrote that, like, what was going on with you at that time?
Man, shot to Harry Fraud. It just everything came back full circle, and everything was going back to that, you know, to that sound. I feel like, you know, I went down south to Atlanta. I heard nothing but Atlanta music. Mm-hmm. I went to LA. I heard nothing but music that had the G funk sound in it. Mm-hmm. Then I came back to New York, and it was sounding like I was in London. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, like as me being one of the pillars in New York, I'm like, yo, like let me try, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And bring that wavy sound back with Harry Fraud. And when I went in the studio, it just, you know, I just spoke how I felt at the time, you know what I'm saying? Everything that I went through, everything that happened for the past couple of years, and I put it, and I, you know, put my pain to the music.
Do you ever miss that 20-year-old, a 22-year-old French Montana from the Bronx where you wasn't a huge star, you could still move around,
yeah,
and you could enjoy life a little better? Do you ever miss that?
No, because I would have been shot or killed. You know what I'm saying? I would have been shot and killed. Rest in peace, Pop Smoke. Rest in peace, Nipsey. You know, for sure. You know what I'm saying? You know, we praying for little TJ. It's like I would have been shot because I felt like everybody loved me. Mm-hmm. I felt like everybody loved me. I wasn't moving on defense. I was moving on offense. I thought everybody was happy I made it, and it wasn't that. It was the other way around. Mm-hmm. You know, and your greatest threat comes from the inside. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that, you know, I moved to LA for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I did certain things because that could have protected me from something. You know, but yeah, but I'm glad I learned the game and just, you know, now when I move, even though I got no problem with nobody, I move like I got a problem with somebody. Me having beef with people kind of helped me. You know what I'm saying? Because I was always on point.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was going to ask that, you know, I was talking to Jim, and Jim says, you know, probably one of the toughest jobs to him is being a rapper because you're always on target. Like you're a target.
It's
like everybody
job.
Knows where you're going to be, right? If you're on a club promoter's flyer, if you're at a party, if you're performing, if you're at a concert, whatever it may be. Do you feel that way? And how do you make sure that you're not that target? And what do you tell some of these younger artists out there?
I know this said 20. I saw 21 Savage said that Jay-Z said get a chef, get a lawyer, and get something else. I think you spend all your money on security. I think that's the number one thing. You know what I'm saying? I think that security. I mean, when they caught Pop Smoke, he didn't have no security with him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think all the young artists just need to know you need security. You need like one of those who's gonna take a bullet. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, and I don't mean your homeboys neither, because when you have your homeboys with you and you thinking that's security, that's just a case waiting to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you don't want that burden on your back.
Mm-hmm. What about when it comes to women? You know, as you said, you were the top two snipers, but you have to be careful with that too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we targets from every aspect, from every angle. All the women are looking for bags. Some of them, they think that's the way to get paid. You know, some people, you know, they've been taking their whole life. You know what I'm saying? Robbers, we come from, you know, you mm-hmm. come from there, I come from there, where, you know, people have been robbing their whole life. And, you know, if you look sweet, they're going to grab you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Some people, you know, they just push the limit. I call them suicide bombers. Mm-hmm. But they don't really care. Mm-hmm.
What was your biggest mistake you'd have to say in this industry? What's the one thing you said, damn, I shouldn't have did that?
My biggest mistake was not forcing Chinks to stay with me in L.A. Because he was with me in L.A. We were supposed to go to Coachella. Mm-hmm. I remember I was still going out with Chloe, and he was with me, and Malika was there, and we were supposed to go together, and I kept on telling him like, yo, let's go. She wants you to go, like, you know, mm-hmm. just trying to put them together. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Hook them up. He was like, nah, I gotta go home. I got my daughter, this, and that. You know, and he came back, and that happened like 2 days right after that, like a day after that. So that was my biggest mistake. I should have just forced him. But we was all drunk, and I let my, you know, my pride and my ego say, oh, you want to stay with me? All right, fuck out of here then. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? So he came back, and it was just like a sad situation.
Hey. What do you think is the smartest decision you've made?
The smartest decision I made was rapping. Start rapping, pick up a mic. I think that was the smartest decision I made.
Mm. Let me ask you this. So you also recently were a top of a conversation because of Basketball Wives,
yeah.
right? DJ Duffy is on the show.
Yeah.
And she had a baby, uh-huh. she's engaged, and she was saying that she might take some time off from being on the road.
Yeah.
And you were like, all right, you can't come back then.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a second, because I saw that was a big topic on social media.
Yeah. I think that, you know, when you come into this game, a lot of people don't understand that it doesn't come with your own schedule. It comes with sacrifice. In order for you to be the best DJ or be the best artist or be the best basketball players, you know, they're on the road for most of the year. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be able to make certain sacrifices. If not, then you can't be in this game. You know what I'm saying? You can't just come in the game and just expect to make all this money, get all this fame, be this, you know what I'm saying? Then you just want to stay home. It don't happen like that. If I'm sacrificing, you got to sacrifice.
But if somebody's like, okay, I just need like, you know, six, especially a woman who had a baby.
Yeah,
six months, which she did have to take time off because.
Yeah. No, of course. That time.
And then I can come back.
No, that time she had to take off. Mm-hmm. But she was talking about she was going to retire.
Right.
Yeah, she was like, you know, I want to, you know, I'm confused. I'm like, don't be confused, because mm-hmm. there's people that want to be in your position.
Right.
Yeah, don't be confused.
Yeah, see, the crazy thing about that is you know, and this is when you start, people get upset, right? The new generation feels like a lot of times things should be given, right? Mm-hmm. Now, maternity leave is totally different, right? You have a baby, absolutely, mm-hmm. you deserve maternity leave. Some fathers out there, paternity leave. But I think we lose the grind, right? You figure, like, if we look at French and we've seen all the stuff that French did, the sacrifices. French was, mm-hmm. was taping, Cocaine City mm-hmm. stuff, and he was at the clubs, he was traveling, he grinded, didn't sleep, this, mm-hmm. that, and the other. So now when somebody says, hey, you know, I'm going to take a couple of months off to see if I'm going to retire or not, if you take that time, if you leave me while I'm working, I got to find a replacement. I'm not going to find a replacement for a week or a month till you figure out what you want to do. I'm gonna find a replacement to replace you. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Do you?
Well, I just think it's, I think he was honest about it, you know, because somebody could have said, do what you got to do, and then they get replaced anyway.
Yeah.
And so, but I also feel like you never know what could happen. He could have got somebody else, and then she could have been ready to come back, and he could have felt like, man, she was better. And
yeah.
You know, you never know what could happen.
Yeah.
So it is still up in the air to me, but I do think that's an honest thing to say to somebody because, yes, you do still need to have a DJ on the road with you.
Yeah, of course, man. You got to let them, like, when you tell them that, that's when they have to make a decision. Do I really want this? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That decision have to be made at one point in your career. Because if you don't love whatever you do, you're going to get tested. You're going to go through certain levels. And you're going to be like, man, do I really love this? Because I can't take it no more. And when you,
but I know for women in particular, it's different when you have a kid and you have that connection and they're really young.
Yeah.
And then you leave and you miss your baby so much. But then she missed work a lot, too. So it's a harder balance, I feel like, when it's women.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she had the time with the baby now. Like, it wasn't like
she took maternity leave. I was going to ask, you know, one time the conversation was Versus.
Yeah.
And would you do Versus? Would you be willing to do a Versus?
I did one with Tory Lanez. I blew his socks off.
That was early Versus.
We was the first ones that started Versus.
Mm-hmm.
Because Versus, and I told Swiss that. Swiss owed me a check. I swear, I hit him. I told him, yo, you got to give me a check. And he did. He sent it to my lawyer.
Wow, he really sent you a check.
He sent me paperwork. Like, yo, you know, because the first time, it was they were just beat battling.
Right, I remember.
You know what I'm saying? I called Swiss and I called Timberland up. I'm like, yo, I need y'all to judge this joint. We about to, me and Tory Lanez, because he had the quarantine radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, but instead of me just going on your quarantine radio and doing that, let's just do a Versus. He was like, oh, nah, you don't got me. Nah, I'm like, yo, bro, you got to stop playing with me, man. Your catalog ain't even, you know what I'm saying? So we did it. We was talking back and forth.
I remember.
Then I had Timbaland and Swiss Beats on the thing, and everybody was judging it. And after that, they just took it and just, like, you know, took it to the next level. You know, all love to them. But as far as me, it's whoever.
I know one time Jim, it was supposed to be you and Jim, which I think would be great because y'all had problems before, y'all squashed it. I think that would be a good one.
Yeah.
I think because you and Jim got records.
Nah, Jim, if you're watching this, don't do it.
I think that, and y'all both talked ish, so I think it would be really, really entertaining, really, really good.
Nah, I don't think.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Why not? Jim got records?
No, he do. All right. After balling, go against Pop That. Right, let's just say balling and Pop That head to head. Where you gonna go next?
Jim got Baby Girl. Jim got Summer in Miami. Jim got all the Dipset records. Jim got records.
All right.
Jim got records.
I'm not even gonna go back.
Jim got a Dipset.
but honestly though, I think you know, when it comes to Versus, you could just go 20 for 20 with anybody, just because it doesn't matter what else you got. You know what I'm saying? You could just pick those 20 records and just go against, you know, just like how Drake could go against Jay-Z, even though Jay-Z got a longer catalog.
It's the top 20 records that you have.
Yeah, it's what you choose and what you put against whatever record.
Exactly.
Now, for this new album with Harry Ford, he did the whole album, right?
Yeah, the whole album.
I want to ask you this. You think that people have a certain expectation of you, like they expect more of the party songs now, nowadays? Because those are the ones that have always been really big as of late.
Well, I became the first African-born artist to go diamond, and I became the first male artist from the Bronx, from the Mecca of hip-hop, to go diamond, you know what I'm saying? And I got 4 albums, 3 of them platinum. So at the end of the day, for me, I accomplished everything I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for me to make music for me and for my core audience, the people that helped me get here, the people that started listening to me when I made Shot Caller and New York Minute and the Mac and Cheese mixtapes and this and that. So I feel like me and Harry Fraud, we never gave it a full push as far as my music. So we always just did a one-offs. We did the Shot Callers, we did I'm a Coke Boy, we did this, but we never did a full project. So I just wanted to get back full circle to the essence of hip hop and just like, yeah, you know what? This is what I want to make. I want to make a full rap album. Same with how Drake just made a dance album. I want to make a full rap album. You know what I'm saying? I came in with Harry Fraud, and this is our first project together that's fully produced by Harry Fraud.
So it's something you just felt like, this is what I want to do. It don't matter. I accomplished so many things, and this is the music I feel like I want to do.
Yeah, definitely, because at the end of the day, when you talk about, rest in peace, Fred the Godson, you know, he said it, he's like, you know, when you talk about top five MCs, no matter what you do, where you at, what's going on, when you talk about the top five, the number one thing is going to be his bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, going back to the essence, I'm here to make history and leave my mark. I did everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's artists that been in the game three times the length that I've been in the game and still haven't won diamond. Jay-Z mm-hmm. haven't won diamond. Mm-hmm. Snoop haven't won diamond. You know what I'm saying? But they have way more other things. You know what I'm saying? That's more than what I got. But as far as me leaving the legacy, I want to get back to this now.
You feel like, because you name all your accolades, some of your accolades, and I think people forget about a lot of the stuff that you do. Do you feel like they don't respect French as a rapper or as a lyricist because of some of the other things, because of the relationship with the Kardashian and Trina and some of the other ones you sniped down? It's more about French's personal life and less about the lyrics. Because the fact that you went diamond, and that's huge. Like, a lot of artists have never gone diamond.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't talk about French going diamond, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's the same thing with Drake. Drake could rap better than other artists, you know what I'm saying? But they don't want to give it to him because he's still smelling his flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's a nicer way to say it, right?
Yeah, you're still smelling your flowers. Mm-hmm. People ain't going to put the light on you while you're still smelling your flowers. It's like, they got this.
I think with Drake is different, though.
Yeah,
and I think what Drake is because Drake is busy. He puts together songs. He's lyrically he will body a lot of most rappers out
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
but I think which gives Drake the little asterisk is when he went in back in that beef and it was like, oh, Drake don't write his own rhymes.
Yeah,
that gave him a little asterisk, and he never discussed it. He never spoke about it. He never came out and was like, nah, that's what it is. And I think that gave him the asterisk. But if that asterisk wasn't there for hip hop, he's by far one of the best.
Yeah,
ever.
But after this album, we're gonna get back to that topic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. After this album, we're gonna get back to that topic. I just think that's the lane I'm going down.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because that's, bro. Like I came from if Chicago Bulls are 96, Michael Jordan was playing. That's where I was at in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
That's the mecca of hip hop. Like Big Pun down the street. You know the KRS-One down here. Like everybody was right there.
Fat Joe. Yeah,
everybody. Slick, the Ruler, everybody. So to make it out of there, the time that I was there, was like, it was Mission Impossible. And we had to battle. Like literally, like you would take five bands, you could take your re-up money, 15 grand, you would go here, you would go here, go to every project to battle. So I come from hip-hop, rap. I had to rap to get on. All my music is rap. You know what I'm saying? When I got on. But, I had to try to, accomplish. You can't accomplish too much with just too much rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you seen Jay-Z where he said, I dimmed my bars down. What was that line that he said? I had to dim my bars down and the money came
in. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the same thing. Jay-Z switched his whole style up, went and got to the back, then mm-hmm. came back to the rap.
How much time you spend in New York nowadays, would you say?
Oh, I got a spot here. I live here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, I always look at you like, French live in L.A.
I live here. I live here. But I got a spot in L.A. and a spot in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
We branched out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you record differently when you're in New York? Like, is it a different type of vibe for you?
In New York, yeah, definitely. In New York is more of the hip hop vibe. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just something about that breeze when it hits you that winter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, you just gotta get it off your chest.
Do you get a chance to enjoy New York with everything so crazy out here? It seems like New York is just so wild right now. Do you get a chance to enjoy it at all?
New York been wild for me the whole time I've been in New York.
That's facts.
Yeah, it's been wild since. It might have been wilder before.
That's
for a
facts.
While.
Yeah, New York definitely was wilder before. Remember, I went through all that, so it's like New York always been wild for me.
Now, what about acting? So now you've been doing your acting thing, and so is that something that you feel like you want to pursue? Like, I want to be in some more feature films. What's next with that?
We dropping my documentary is coming out this year. Is about the whole story with me coming from Africa and starting to rap and being immigrated here and my pops leaving and my mother getting on welfare and Max B and Chinks dying and me having to get through all that. And I showed it to Jay-Z, I showed it to Drake. So me and Drake is executive producing it together. And it's gonna be real dope as far as in film and theaters this year. We doing a Larry Davis series from the Bronx. We doing that. So but definitely filmed. I mean, I started with Cocaine City DVD, so the film was always a way for me to, you know, it was a platform mm-hmm. that I always, you know, was in love with before music.
I feel like you don't tell those stories about yourself that often either. What made you decide now was the time to do it?
Because people just know the music, and people never really got a chance to see how hard it was to make it, you know, because we make it look easy every day. So people would be like, okay, cool, he's just rapping. He getting lucky with every, all right, he lucky again. But luck don't, I mean, what's an artist's career span, you think?
Usually, lucky? Honestly, 3 to 5.
3 to 5.
They're lucky.
Yeah, but now, like a microwave era, now it could be a couple months.
It could be a year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So for somebody to last 15 years, you gotta give them the blueprint. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. Everybody think it's luck. That's what I had to go through.
Now, I saw you also reference your baby mama tripping in the song. How is co-parenting going for you? Is it getting better?
No, it's better. It's better, definitely. It's better. You know, they're always going to want some money, but it's better, man. Yeah, shout out to her. She's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. We never been in the media, and mm-hmm. I respect everything she do for my son. You know, and you know, it's hard out here, you know, to raise kids, but we do it.
Well, French's album is out today. What joint you want to play off the album right now?
Montega. You could play the one with me, Jadakiss, Benny the Butcher.
Okay.
And you could play the one with me, ESTG.
We're getting both on, no problem.
And I gotta thank French. Every time, you know, first of all, French has never changed his number from I don't even know how long. French's number is still the same since he was still in Bronx, I swear. And anytime I ever call him, no matter what it is, he never says no. So
never.
First I was doing my car show and French had a Bugatti. And I was like, you know, now Bugatti's about a $1.5, $2 million car. So if you call and you ask somebody for a Bugatti, 9 times out of 10 they're gonna be like, well, speak to my people. French didn't say that at all. He was like, yo, just put it on a trailer and bring it. And it was not a problem. Then I'm in Africa, ye. And the DJ before me, so I was supposed to play the hip-hop set. And the DJ before me played the hip-hop set. And we're in Africa, so it's like vibes. And I'm supposed to play the hip-hop set. So I was like, I got to think of something to do to outdo the kid that played the hip-hop set. So I called French, and I'm like, yo, French, when I perform, true story, I said, yo, when I perform, I'm going to have the camera on the FaceTime, and I'm going to call my people from New York and bring New York to Africa. And French was one of the ones that picked up. It was French, Fat Joe, Busta Rhymes, Jim Jones, and Fabulous. Y'all all picked up for me. So I was all just, you know, always appreciative.
Always, yeah, definitely, bro. Always,
that's
man.
That's dope. Is it weird for you being in the club now that you don't drink?
No, I got used to it.
Because at first it's like, what I'm doing?
Because French was the party animal.
Oh,
like,
man.
His whole intention when you're in the club with him is to get you drunk. I remember one night we were in Vegas. It was my birthday. It was me, you, and Kevin Hart. And he would not, I don't even know how I walked back to my room. He just kept going. And then he had me performing with him. It was the weirdest thing, but I had fun.
You were performing?
I was performing with French on stage.
Oh, my God.
Kevin was there. It was crazy.
Is there footage of this?
I hope not.
Probably.
I hope not. Goodness gracious.
Probably. But back to what you're saying. You know, people don't go to your funeral for what you did for yourself. They always go to your funeral for what you did for them. And I live by that code. So I be trying to, whenever my peoples or whatever it is, somebody I can help, I always do that. You know what I'm saying? So when you hit me from Africa, it was like 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning, yeah. He was like, no problem.
I'm like, Envy, where you at? He was like, Africa. I said, oh, no.
He said, you good? You all right? You need something? I said, yeah, I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm not tied up nowhere.
I just need you to FaceTime.
I just need to FaceTime you in about 30 minutes.
I need some props here.
All right, well, there you have it. French Montega.
Montega.
Is out today. Montega.
Shout out to Harry Fraud.
It. And it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.